Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to hang out and be with you guys live again. So excited to have everybody. Looks like we've already got a couple people on. So excited to see y'all. Let's just jump in. Today, I wanted to talk about, because I've been asked this before, and TJ's here. Welcome, baby. I've been asked this before. What would, if you were going to start a cleaning company today, what would you do? And I've always thought that was a super fun question. Because first of all, and I'm going to do it assuming I don't know any of you guys. I don't have any resources. I'm starting just like you guys would with a brand new company. What would that look like? And I've kind of outlined the steps that I would take to share with you guys. And this will be fun because I'll kind of talk about how I would do it with the intention of building a multi-million dollar cleaning company. So this isn't going to be just for, just to get started, but if I was going to do it, I'd want to build a several multi-million dollar cleaning company. So I'm going to give you the steps that I would do in expectation of doing that, not of building a little tiny thing. And I certainly wouldn't be cleaning. So I've broken it down to some steps and I'm going to go over with them with you right now. First and foremost, I would find a tried and true system to follow. When I first did this 20 years ago, because I'm really old, I bought a ServiceMaster franchise and I gave them tens of thousands of dollars. Actually, I bought one, but I gave the guy that I sold tens of thousands of dollars to the rights to his ServiceMaster franchise. And I think I paid them somewhere around 10% a month for the entire time I owned it. And that was, you know, the franchise fee might have been 6 or 7%, and then 2 or 3% for advertising, and you had to buy your suppliers and blah, blah, blah. But I think my total commitment to them was 10%, which is a lot of the profit. So the idea of having a tried and true system was good, but having to pay through the teeth for it, not so good. So I would find a system that didn't take that kind of financial commitment. Once I found the system that I was going to follow, and again, without patting myself on the back too hard, here I am, it would absolutely be the clean profit method, because that's what we do, that's what we teach, and I've seen it work hundreds and hundreds of times. So I guess I would find me and then give me money to help me walk through the system. But anyway, all that to say, that's what I do first. Second, I would go right to mindset. And so many people skip this and think, oh, I'm going to just go right out and get a customer, right? I think getting a customer's down for me at like number 7. That would be my 7 steps. So I've got a bunch of stuff before that. So the first thing I would do would be find a tried and true system. Second, I would really focus on my mindset. I would make sure that I was 100% committed. I'd be all in. I've built and started several businesses. And for me, maybe you guys are smarter than me and can figure out a different way, but I've not been able to do it without all in focus, passion, and intensity. So, hey, Matthew Kenyon from the UK. Welcome, my friend. So glad to have you here. That said, if I wasn't ready to go all in, and if I was like, well, I've got to have a baby, or I've got to do this, or I've got to do that, I might wait. So I would have my mindset ready to be 100% committed. As long as it's legal, ethical, and moral, I would do whatever it took to get that thing to grow, because I found that's the commitment that it takes. I would have a mindset of decisiveness. After 20 years of being in business and coaching people for the last 4 years, hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, I found that the people that can't make decisions and are constantly stuck in analysis paralysis, A, are miserable, and B, have a really hard time growing. So I would get my mindset right with 1,000% commitment. I would be absolutely decisive and realize if I make a decision I don't like, I would be able to make another decision to fix it. But I found that the successful people are decisive, and I would be committed to resourcefulness. What that means, when something seems to be in the way or seems to be a problem, I would look at it as an opportunity to grow, and I would be committed to find a way around that thing and be resourceful. I've found it's never a matter of lack of resources. When I first started, I had no money. I couldn't afford to pay attention, but I was super resourceful. So that's exactly that what I would do. So step one, find a tried and true system. Step two, make sure my mindset was correct, which is 100% committed, fully ready to be decisive and resourceful. Step three, I would set clear goals with milestones included. So I would never say something like, I'm going to grow it just as big as I can, right? I do a lot of coaching sessions where I coach folks and I say, what do you like to do? And like, well, I want to grow. I don't want to put any cap on it. Well, you don't have to put a cap on it, but I want to be super clear in 1 month, in 3 months, in 6 months, in 12 months, months, where do I want to be? And those goals will be really specific, not just around money, but around time. So certainly money's pretty easy, right? You do revenue and you do profit. I would always start with profit. So many of you guys get with revenue, right? If I have $1 million company, well, then I'll be rich. Well, guess what? I've coached folks with multi-million dollar companies that are not only not rich, they're broke and they're frustrated. So I would start my goals with how much money I, what my life needs to look like, what I want to do on a day-to-day basis, where I want to live, what kind of car I want to drive, what kind of vacations I want to take, what kind of school I want to be able to send my kid to, how much money I have set aside to bribe the people at that school to let my kid in if he doesn't have good grades, whatever it took, I'd want to really be clear on what my life was going to be like. And then I would reverse engineer how much money that life is going to cost, right? And if that means, DJ says it's a lesson in marketing day, how to build suspense. This isn't suspense. This is the meat of it. This is what drives me crazy. A lot of people go, oh, let's get to the good stuff, which is getting a client. I'm telling you, if you don't, for me, if I skip these steps, I would be a mess. So really, really important for me to go through all these. And I can only answer what I would do if I was going to start a multi-million dollar company. And you could say, I don't like that, I'm going to do it a different way. Or you can go, that's exactly what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some of that. So clear goals with milestones, and it would never be just as big as I can. And those clear goals would be first my lifestyle. And then once I realize the type of house, the type of car, the type of vacations, the type of time I wanted to live, I would reverse engineer a business to create that for me. And if that business needed to be $1 million in revenue or $5 million in revenue, I would do that. I would also be really clear on what I wanted to give and not give in terms of time. So that's step three. The fourth thing I would do is start tracking my time immediately. And I know people don't like to do this because it's scary. It's just like people that probably eat poorly don't like to track what they eat, because when they see it on paper, it stresses them out. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe the crap I've been putting in my mouth. The reality is, until you can control your time, it's really difficult to control your business, and certainly not other people's time when you start hiring employees. So I would start tracking my time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. If I'm wasting a bunch of time, as difficult as it is to see that, I want to know I'm wasting time. So that would be the next step. The fifth thing I would do is identify and start tracking my key metrics, right? Before I even started, before I had one sale or one customer, I'd want to know what my key metrics were in this business. And I'll give you guys a hint. For the cleaning company, it's going to be inquiries, bids, and sales on the customer attraction side. How many people, you know, called, emailed, texted, smoke signaled in looking for help. Bids, how many people did you actually give a quote on price? And then, of course, how many sales you started and stopped, right? I'm going to count both the people I started and the people that stopped. If I'm just starting, I have no customers, so I can guarantee no one's going to quit for the only time in my business. And then certainly on the employee side, I would start tracking how many people applied, how many people showed up, I interviewed, and how many people started. So I and then of course that with the P&L, profit and loss. So those would be the key metrics I would track in the cleaning business. And then the next step would be get absolute clarity. And this is so key. Everyone wants to skip it. Get absolute clarity on exactly who I'm going to serve, right? So many people are like, wow, I'm just starting. So all anyone's got a nickel, I'll take it, right? Commercial, residential, car dealerships, hospitals, single moms, dual income families, retired people, whatever. If they got money, I'll do it. I would never do that. I would get absolute clarity on who I'm going to serve, specifically what their pain is, right? I don't want to just be a cleaner. I really want to be a resource, and I want to solve big problems. The bigger the problem you solve, the more money you get, and the less likely they are to fire you when things go wrong. So I want to be crystal clear on who I was going to serve, what their pain is, and how I could uniquely solve that pain, right? I want to solve it differently than the rest of my competitors. So if I want to serve daycares and my competitors are serving them by cleaning their toilets, I'm going to find out a way I can use my cleaning services to decrease sickness amongst the children in the daycare. I'm going to find a way to decrease sickness amongst the staff. I'm going to find a way to make the parents happier, right? Maybe show them how to market their things so they can get more daycare. So again, when things get tight, I'm the last one that they fire. So I'm going to get absolute clarity on who I'm going to serve, their exact pain, whether it's related to cleaning or not, and how I can uniquely solve that pain the way nobody else in the world is. And I'm going to spend tons of time with those clients until I could recite their pain to them. If you woke me up in a deep sleep and said, Mike, what's your perfect client's pain? For you guys, I could go, oh my gosh, I can't get any good employees and I'm afraid to hire because I don't have good customers, but I can't get any customers without employees. And I could go for 20 minutes out of a deep sleep with you guys' pain. I would get that exact clarity on my new customer's pain, right? If I was going to sell to hospitals, I would be able to talk hospitals' pain. If it was going to be dual income families with kids, I would be able to recite that pain. So I would spend so much time with them. I would be able to literally just be able to recite their pain top to bottom. So once I had all that, I had a tried and true system I was going to follow. And if you guys look, this is kind of a system I'm walking you through. My mindset was perfect. I was committed, decisive, and resourceful. I had clear goals with milestones. I was tracking my time. I knew what my metrics were. I had absolute clarity on who I was going to serve, what their pain is, and how I was going to solve that pain. I would automate a system to attract and not chase those perfect clients. And that's going to be really easy once I know what on God's green earth they want, right? So it's hard to attract folks if I don't know what their bait is, right? If I don't know that my dog loves peanut butter, it might be hard for me to get him to come to me or attract him or set a trap, you know, for him, or fishing, or whatever I want to do. So once I know what my client's pain is, it's super easy to create a system that's going to alleviate that pain. And I would automate a system. So stuff like this, like a Facebook Live, right? I can be here with you guys right now live, and I can record it and put it in a podcast. Hi, podcast people. I can put on a YouTube video. I should probably wave at the YouTube people because the podcast folks can't see me. So, I would automate a system to start letting the people know that my perfect prospects, let them know that I understand their pain better than anybody else in the whole world. And then I would put that out there. So when I was sleeping and relaxing, all the processes and systems that I put out, all the content that I created would attract the right people to me. Once I did that, and what that would look like is I'm going to really look to turn them from stranger into people that know, like, and trust me. And then the problem with people that know, like, and trust you is we want them to buy right now, right? I want them to buy my cleaning services today. They don't want to buy my cleaning services today. They want to buy when they're ready to buy, not when I'm ready to sell. So I would have an automated system that continued reaching out to them and getting them to know, like, and trust me through email, through video, through blog, through live events, through whatever I could do to get them to know, like, and trust me in a one-to-many thing, right? Certainly, I don't want to just be talking to you one at a time. I think each of these videos before we put out as a podcast and a blog and a YouTube, I think it reaches like 1,000 people, right? If I just had to have this conversation with each one of you guys one-to-one, it would take me forever. It'd be impossible. So I wouldn't be able to reach as many people. So I'd want an automated system that turns strangers into people that know, like, and trust me. People that knew, like, and trust me would have lots of opportunities to reach out with their pain so I could solve it. And then it's really easy once they know, like, and trust me, and they've reached out with that pain saying, hey, I know, like, and trust you, and I know you can help me. It's really easy to turn them into someone I'm actually helping as opposed to just a prospect. Once that's done, I would create a sales process that really understood them, right? So I wouldn't just, once they did reach out to me, I wouldn't say, great, give me some money and I'll help you, right? I would really want to understand, because to start, this whole process is automated, understanding you guys is a general pain, but once they reach out to me, I would want a process that I was able to find out their specific pain one-to-one, since now we are going one-to-one, since I'm going to give them a bid, and I would want to make sure they knew that I understood them more deeply than any other salesperson, any other coworker, just about anybody else I'm looking at the comments and it gets me all freaked out. I gotta ignore the comments. Focus on you guys. Focus on what I'm saying. I would create a customized bid package to let them know that I understood them better than anyone else. And it would be such an amazing bid package. They would keep it around for months, if not years, and show friends or family or business associates or anyone that walked into their office. So once I'm going to go, probably the last summary I'm going to get, because we're almost to the end here. Find a tried and true system, set my mindset. I'd make sure I was 100% committed, decisive, and resourceful. I'd set my clear goals with milestones, never just as big as I can, a real goal with a number and a lifestyle. I would start tracking my time. I would identify and track my key metrics. I would get absolute clarity on who I'm serving, what their pain is, how I can uniquely serve them, and spend a lot of time with them so I would know their pain backwards and forwards. Then I would automate a system to attract and not chase the right clients. And then I create a funnel. So when I got people to know, like, and trust me, they would be able to come to me, reach out with their pain, and I could change their life. The way I would do that is through a sales process that really was focused on understanding them and what they needed personally, and really trying to custom craft a solution so I could solve that pain for them. And that solution would be a shock and awe package that blew their socks off. And, you know, someone else is going to scribble down a number and a piece of paper and slide it over to them, you know, like movie style. I'm going to have a freaking video. I'm going to have popcorn. I'm going to have a case. I'm going to have all sorts of customized stuff with them in it. I'm going to stalk them on Facebook and find out what things they like and don't like. It's all going to be in the bid package. It's going to be super custom. And they're going to know that I understand their pain and care about them far more than anyone else they've ever talked to. Once I did all that, once all that's in process, I've done this, and I promise you, I would start having so many customers coming. I pretty quickly need to get some employees. So that would be the next step I would do, is start creating an automated hiring funnel. So I had more qualified people coming to me than I had room to hire every week. So again, I would create an automated hiring funnel. So I had more people coming to me every week than I could possibly hire. And I know people get scared about that. What happens if I've got too, quote unquote, too many people, too many amazing people that want to work for me and I can't hire them all? Well, then you keep a list and hire them later, right? It's totally okay to get people to come to you for a job and not hire them. Happens every day. How many of you guys have been to a job that you didn't get hired for, right? So it's okay that if you have people apply, qualified people, and you don't hire them. It's not okay when you've got more people coming to you with money wanting to grow your business and you don't have any employees or any way to know how to get those employees. That's the problem. And I'm going to give you really quick on this because I don't want to get way into it on this forum, but that's a 6 or 7 stage process. First, I'm going to have a hiring ad that's all about my core values. Second, I'm going to have a follow-up sequence. I'm actually going to have a thank you page after that hiring ad, getting them really excited about coming to the next step. After that, I'm going to have a follow-up sequence, inviting them to the next step, which is going to be a group interview. See how we're leveraging a bunch of this stuff, right? Instead of, as opposed to one-on-one interviews where I got to call 10 people and I can only get a hold of 6 of them and then I wrangle times and I can only get time squared with 4 of them. And I put times on my schedule for the 4 of them, but 2 of them don't show up and 1 of them shows up. And, you know, by the time he gets there instantly, I know he or she's not a fit. So I get one halfway decent interview and I spent 20 hours into it, right? I want to automate that whole thing with an amazing hiring ad that's attracting the right people because it's all core values based and repelling the wrong people. That's going to go to a thank you page. It's going to get them fired up to look for the follow-up sequence. The follow-up sequence is going to let them know what to do next, which is going to be show up to my group interview, which either I could do or one of my supervisors could do. I'm going to, after the group interview, is going to be a one-on-one interview. After the one-on-one interview is going to be a working interview. And then we start the onboarding process. So that's the automated system I would create to have a flow of more employees than I can possibly handle coming to me every week, right? And whether I need them or not, I got that flow coming. Then I would create a system to get all those employees up to speed as trainers in the first month. Okay, I know that sounds crazy. A lot of people are like, oh, that's impossible. But I want every single one of those employees to get up to speed as trainers in the first month. And there's a system to do that, right? So I'd build out that system to get them from not knowing anything to know how to, or maybe knowing how to clean wrong, into knowing how we want to clean, to checking other people's work, to training other people. I'd have a system to get them from zero to trainer in about 30 days. Finally, I'd want a system to review the employees and pay them in line with my core values that didn't stress me out, right? I would probably batch all of my reviews at the same time, maybe quarterly, as opposed to trying to do it based on when they were hired. So I'd probably have 4 days a week or 4 days a year, sorry, certainly not a week, where I'm going over with my employees and reviewing them and basing and giving pay raises based on performance, right? Based on performance and market wages, not based on if they just didn't die or didn't quit in the last 3 months, but very specific standards of performance I would outline for them and give them reviews and give them encouragement. I'd hold them accountable not only to business goals, but to goals for their own personal lives, right? I want to make sure they're growing as people, not just as employees. And that would be it. So those are the steps that I would take if I was going to start a cleaning company right now. And you may be thinking or noticing, goodness, there's a lot of stuff that he didn't mention once, if we should use what kind of time tracking or what kind of CRM or if the uniform should be blue or red or any of that sort of stuff. You're right. The reason I didn't do that is, having done this for 20 years starting companies, I found that we can do a lot of stuff that feels like work and feels like we're accomplishing something, in that we you know, get our website or buy our office furniture, figure on our company colors, or do all sorts of stuff that feels maybe like we're doing some work and probably is a lot of fun, but doesn't get a lot done. Or we focus a lot on just little details that take us off forever. Should I take credit cards? Well, this credit card, my bank does it for 2.5%, but this guy does it for 2.25%. And I really would stay away from any of that basic stuff and really get a big system that's going to allow me to onboard customers, the right customers at prices that can make me profitable, onboard employees that want to be a part of the thing that I've got and want to be a part of something bigger, and do it in an automated way that didn't require me to do every blessed thing. So that's the system. That's the answer. If I was going to start a cleaning company today, it would look exactly like that. I don't know if it's more sexy or less sexy than you guys were hoping, but I can only give you the answers of what I would do. So I will hang out for a couple minutes. We've still got some people on and happy to answer questions if anyone's got it. If not, I will call it a good day. So if you've got a question, type it in now. I will absolutely focus on the comments, see what's up, and help anyone that I can. But that's the overreaching, what it would look like if I was going to start a cleaning company today. Questions, comments. I was going to say rude remarks. I always say rude remarks, but I'm always faking. And if someone put a rude remark, it would really hurt my feelings and then I'd be bummed out. So I'm not going to say questions, comments, rude remarks. I'm just going to say questions or comments. Anyone got any questions or thoughts on how that would look or what they would look or something that they're going through that I can help with? If not, I'm going to bid you all a good day and tell you to get back to work and start cleaning. And thank you for being awesome, loyal, amazing members of Cleaning Nation. I don't know how many people caught the last podcast, which was the Thanksgiving special, where I just really spent some time appreciating what amazing folks I get to work with. Haven't forgotten you. You all are amazing. I see zero questions, which means either my thing isn't working. There's a hi from the UK, which is not a question, but a fine comment. Craig, so cool that I'm here in Phoenix and able to help with you. Oh, that's right. My lovely bride is watching and skulking. She went in growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. If this system is something that you love and you're like, man, I'm walking around in the dark and I would like a tried and true system to follow and I need help with that. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you can apply for a personal breakthrough session with me where I will walk you through where you're at now, where you want to be, and see if we can't come up with a way to get you where you want to go. So anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk is where you would do that. Craig says, how to get staff? That's a great question, Craig. I would, again, start with Nigel says, thanks. You are so welcome, Mr. Wilson. I'm pretty sure Nigel is a dude's name. So Mr. Nigel Wilson, you're absolutely welcome. So how to get staff? The key is to follow a system, right? Don't go through we just put an ad out that probably sucks. That's not core values based. It looks like every other terrible ad. So right, first and foremost, make sure your ad is core values based and it just reeks of who you are and what you believe and what you're excited about. And then second, put them into a funnel, right? So as opposed to you just getting the calls and having to wade through dozens or hundreds of calls, most of which you aren't qualified, put them in an automated funnel, Craig, that moves them from stranger to kind of, again, like I said, the automated funnel will be a hiring ad with a thank you page, with a follow-up sequence, to a group interview, to a one-on-one interview, to a working interview, to an onboarding process. And I know that's kind of a quick review, but in the time we've got, that's what I got. So that's how I do it, Craig. The key is to make sure you're using a system that's automated and doesn't require you to go a lot of one-on-one with folks. Because once you start getting bigger and you've got 30, 40, 50 people, and you need to hire three or four a month, that can be hundreds of applications you're going to wade through and it's like a full-time job, or you could just use a system. So, all right, that is it. I feel like we're at time. You guys, gals, Cleaning Nation are awesome. Make sure to check us out at growmycleaningcompany.com or join the Facebook group. Again, if this system is something that you want and you want to really grow and are committed and have that decisive and resourceful mindset and just will do whatever it takes to grow, that's legal, ethical, moral, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. And I would love to sit down with you and come up with a plan to get you where you want to go. Great as always hanging out with you. Get back to work and I'll talk to you. I think we're going to go, this is Tuesday, we're going to go live again on Thursday. I'll talk to you then. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.